Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. A Los Angeles County teenager has become what could be the first person under 18 to die from coronavirus in the U.S. Governor Gavin Newsom says it's a devastating reminder that COVID-19 affects people of all ages.
We had the tragic loss of a young life, a teenager in Lancaster, California, which underscores the enormity of the challenge in front of us, this health crisis, and how it can impact anybody and everybody.
The teen tested positive for COVID-19, but LA County public health officials added that the case was complex and said they couldn't conclusively rule out other factors. But Newsom says young people are disproportionately testing positive for coronavirus in California.
50% of the 2,102 individuals that have tested positive, 50% are between the age of 18 and 49. I'll repeat that. Half of those that have tested positive to date in the state of California are 18 to 49 years old.
And as of this morning, there are 2,628 confirmed coronavirus cases in California. That's a more than 17% increase since Monday, and there have been 51 COVID-19 fatalities in the state. Let's turn to the virus now and government. The Newsom administration is telling state agencies that the economic fallout from COVID-19 could have a big impact on the money the agencies have to spend. KQED Politics editor Scott Schaefer has more.
In letters sent to legislators and agency directors Tuesday, the California Department of Finance said the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic is creating a severe drop in economic activity, warning them not to expect full funding in either this fiscal year or the one starting in July. Department spokesman H.D. Palmer.
The governor wanted to put the administration on notice that given the severity of this crisis and the uncertainty for how long it is going to last, these are the new rules of the road for the budget going forward for the foreseeable future.
Palmer says the state doesn't yet know how big the financial hit will be to California. That depends on a number of things, including federal funds to mitigate costs of the epidemic and how long the outbreak lasts.
We're in a much better budget position now to address this crisis going into it than we have been in recent memory.
The good news, Palmer says, is that California has almost $20 billion of budget reserves and that more revenues than expected were coming in before the downturn began. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
The coronavirus pandemic is putting a lot of Californians out of work. Maybe even some of you who are listening right now. To help cover the bills, many people are applying for state unemployment insurance, and they're doing it in record numbers. To learn more about what's happening, I talked to Lori Levy of the California Employment Development Department, the state agency that handles unemployment applications.
Well, we're looking at unprecedented demand. I mean, obviously, the benefits that we provide here at the EDD are in big demand during any economic downturn, but certainly anything where we've seen the whole economy kind of slowing down and kind of screeching to a halt is unprecedented. So we are seeing certainly an unprecedented demand for these benefits, more of a sudden slam of demand, as you can well imagine. So for that reason, we have got pretty much all hands on deck here at the EDD, trying to do everything we can to streamline the processing of these claims, and that includes staff working overtime 7 days a week, redirecting hundreds of staff from throughout the department and elsewhere, even recent retirees with unemployment insurance processing knowledge. And we're trying to hire as well, but it does take about 6 months to get someone up to speed to help us in processing these claims.
So an all-important question to a person who's newly unemployed and listening to this. If I file for unemployment, say, today or tomorrow, when am I going to get my first check?
Well, typically it always takes at least 3 weeks to process a claim because we are required to check wage records and a number of other things before we can find someone eligible, because these are wage replacement programs and they are designed to replace a portion of the wages that you are losing because you cannot work or cannot work full time with a reduced number of hours through no fault of your own. We look back at the last 12 to 18 months of wages, for example. So it always takes at least about 3 weeks before we can get something processed for most people. people and then issue a payment if found eligible. Obviously, right now, we're encountering a huge claim load, so we're trying a number of different creative solutions to apply so we can try to remain as timely with that as possible. But as you can well imagine, we're also, as an employer with thousands of staff throughout the state, also trying to do all that while also trying to get our staff to working remotely as much as possible.
Yeah. I should note, though, that the Legislative Analyst Office came out with this report saying that that three-week time span's likely only going to increase.
You know, we haven't talked with them, but I can tell you that, you know, it's changing daily and some of the solutions that we're being able to employ. So it really is kind of a day-by-day situation, and we're trying to get as much taken care of as we can within this three-week period from some of those first claims being filed. And I would just really ask you to kind of be patient, and we'll keep everybody up to date as the situation evolves.
And is there advice you would give to part-time workers or workers in the gig economy versus the newly unemployed who had a regular job prior to this?
You know, a lot of people are simply separated from their current employer temporarily and had every plan to return to that employer once things settle down a bit. So in those situations, you may not have to abide by the normal looking for work while you're collecting benefits, for example.
Lori Levy of the California Employment Development Department, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for helping us get the word out, and keep an eye on developments. I'm sure there'll be many more to come.
And if you want more information about applying for unemployment, go to edd.ca.gov. Good luck. And that is the California Report for Wednesday, March 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. If you want to take part in a daily statewide conversation about the pandemic we're living through, you can join KQED's Forum program from 10 to 11 this morning. In the Bay Area, you can listen on the air at 88.5 FM or visit kqed.org/forum to listen live or subscribe to our podcast. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Be well, everybody.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. Personal Capital, offering financial planning with registered advisors and serving over 2 million people with online financial tools, personalcapital.com. And Stanford Healthcare, offering every kind of care for every kind of patient. Learn more at stanfordhealthcare.org.